The idea is, Bez Hashem, we'll try to do two sifim a day. Sim Reishal, Sif Alf and Bez. Again, pretty straightforward. These are actually two very straightforward sifim. Sif Alf is about Mayan and Mikveh both needing a Shir Memso. That's what the Mechaber brings down, that the Mayan and Mikveh both need Memso. And he makes a little chashbonis about it. At the end, he just points out something very technical, which is that if you have enough water, 40 saw, but when the person goes in, he pushes the water out a little bit, you don't have 40 saw anymore. Okay, we'll come back to that. On top of him, the Mechaber goes with that you need 40 saw for Mayan and Mikveh. So for whatever reason, I don't know why, you might say Kelim are quiet over here, they don't point out. At the Rambam and the Raiva, they hold that Minatayra and Midrabban. A Mayan, Tfilas Adam and a Mayan can even be less than Memsa, as long as Kol Gufa is Oila Ben. As long as Kol Gufa could go in, but one, the Vasachas, you don't need Memsa by a Mayan. Yeah. For some reason, nobody mentions Ram Raiva on the page. I thought it was funny. I don't know.
We should go with. Can I speak?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
because yeah. We should. Right, it's funny.
It's funny how I mentioned it. The Aruch HaShulchan does mention that if there's a case of a suffix, then you should be Mitzara. If you're not sure if you have Memso, so already you're not sure. And the Ram Rebbe holds you don't need Memso, so maybe you can make a fake out of it. The Aruch HaShulchan over there, Sefir. Check it out. So he mentions being Mitzarif. What you cannot be Mitzarif. The Shita Sabach. The Shita Sabach that seems to say that even the mikveh, a mikveh, the memsa of a mikveh, is not really the memsa of a mikveh is not the memsa of a mikveh is not minatayra. There's no din that a mikveh needs memsa minatayra. All things just an asmachta, really. You just need to have the person fit in. As long as the person fits in, you don't need memsa.
Like the Rambam and Rav, even by a mikvah.
Even by a mikvah. So Chazon Ish, it's in Tanina Kuf Memalav Sifkat Dineh, says don't use this bach for nothing. You can't use this bach. You don't go with this bach b'chol. Okay, let's say that. So when it comes to a mikvah, for sure you need memsa. When it comes to Mayan, the Mechara Paskin is the memsa, but it's really not so posh. That you need Memsa for Mayan. And the question is this Chilek true Minatayra?
Oh.
Is this Chilek true Minatayra? That's all Pasha, because a mikvah, we just got done saying that Memsa for Tfilas Adam, Memsa for Tfilas Adam by a mikvah, is Minatayra, right? That a mikvah Minatayra needs Memsa for Tfilas Adam. What about Tfilas Kelim? So now the Gemara says Tfilas Kelim doesn't need Memsa, they're Mevatel it. And Mevatel this din, but really Minatayra, Keli would not need Memsa. I'm not talking about Kelim Chadashim. Maybe that is learned out from Menida, and that's Machlekes Vishonim, most Vishonim assume that it does need Memsa Minatayra, but from Tumah to Tayra, you want to be Metahir, Kli Tome, does it need Memsa? So we know from a lot of Gemaras that Minatayra does not need Memsa, but the Rabbanan says it does need Memsa. A Mayan, even Ledidon, even Bezman Hazeh, as long as the whole Kli goes in, then the tefillah works. You don't need Memsa. Apologize. Anyway, so it is a little funny because everyone always talks about that the Mayan and Mikveh have two chilukim, right? One of the chilukim is that is a Mayan is Bekoshu while a mikveh is Memsa. How true is it that a Mayan is Bekoshu and a mikveh is Memsa? It's really not so posh if you think about it. Because if Tfilas Adam, even by a Mayan, like the Mechar Paskins, is also Memsa, so they're both Memsa.
Yeah.
For Adam. And for Keli, the original halacha for Keli is that they both could be okay with as long as the whole Keli fits in.
So even by a mikveh?
The original halacha, by the original halacha. Now it's true that the Rabbanan, they got rid of that halacha of a mikveh being good enough if it's less than memsa for kelim. They got rid of that halacha. True. But still, it's a shtickle of funny that we're always saying the chilek between a mayan and a mikveh is that a man's bekoshim mikvah's mamsa. You have to know if that chilek is really true minatayra. Could be that minatayra, they both need mamsa for tefillas adam, okay? And it could be minatayra, they both don't need mamsa for tefillas kelim. Because okay, the Mechaber is passing this psak. This psak is the psak of the Ri and the Rosh, and the Rashba says to be machmer like them, that a Mayan needs memsa for tefillas adam. Okay, there's a lot of other things, a room and a room. Obviously, there's like a gedarim, there are guidelines, like gedarim, of how tall it should be in order to make sure the person fits in. That's based off of some of the things that, what were you saying?
What was the shach of this fucking business, this mem?
Ah, okay, fine. So, how big is an amma? An amma is 6 tefachim. But the question is, do we really go with the regular halacha of 6 tefachim? Or do we say you should add a chetzi etzba to every amma in order to ensure that we're going to have the full shear, which is otherwise known as a tzevus and seichelkeis. A tzevus is like when a person's frowning, so it's like tight together, and seichelkeis, a person's relaxed, he's smiling, so it's a little wider. So that's known as a seichelkeis and a tzevus. So, kol panim, when we say an amma, six tvachim, what really do we mean? So if we're dealing with the regular amma, which is seichelkeis, so then we'll say it's six tvach, it's six tvachim, but really it's open a little bit. It's like this.
So it's another chetzi etzba.
Right, so if we're doing a tzevus, we're putting it tight, we want to add another chetzi etzba because we want to treat it like seichel kais.
Mm-hmm. What
does that mean? If you're taking a ruler, right? And you look at the ruler and it says 1 centimeter, it says 2 centimeters, it's 3 centimeters. There's no space in between the centimeters.
Yeah.
Goes 0, 1, 2, every time it's 10 millimeters, right?
Yeah.
It goes 0, and then like 10 smaller lines, and it says 1. 10 smaller lines, and it says 2. On line 10, it says 1. On line 20, it says 2. On line 30, it says 3. There's no space in between them, just one after next, after next, after the next. The same thing when you're dealing with tefachim, doing one after the next, after the next, after the next. And you're doing that in order to get to an amma, you should add a chetzi. You should add a chetzi etzpa, she had a chetzi etzpa on to every sixth tvachim, yeah? In order to say, now for sure I have an amma. Don't just say an amma is sixth tvachim, say also add a chetzi etzpa.
Well, that way we'll ensure we'll get the full shear.
So then just make a cheshbon. When we talk about an amma being sixth tvachim, we say it's an amma, by three ammas, which is otherwise sixth tvachim, by sixth tvachim. So let's see, one sec, let's focus now for a second. Because if 6 tvachim is 24 etzbois, so then we'll say it's 24 by 72. 1 by 1 by 3, 1 by 1 by 3 by amas, and 6 by 6 by 18 by tvachim, which is 24 by 24 by 72 by etzbois. So Shach is telling you, that's very nice. If you're dealing with seichakos, which is the ikar din. So it's understood that it's not very tight. But normally, that's not how we see things. Normally, we see things that, like our rulers, that they're very tight, one after the next, one after the next, one after the next. We don't give space. You merely have to add the chetzi etzpos. If you add the chetzi etzpos, everything grows, so to speak, when we're dealing with that tzevus. The
but
actual shear
is the same.
Exactly. The actual shear, when we say memsa, we're using seichakos. We're using seichakos. No one's saying, nobody's saying that a mikveh has to be bigger. A mikveh doesn't
when
have
say
to be
bigger. Memso, we refer to seichakos.
Refer to memso.
And therefore, if you're dealing with a tzevus, you're going to have to add.
And then with that tzevus, you have to add, exactly. Meaning, if you're measuring it, if you're measuring with that tzevus, right, it comes out more. That's why they're saying it comes out more at tzevus. Instead of 41,472, it's 44,118.
So there's two types of measurement.
That was good, huh? Yeah, sorry, what are you saying?
There's two.
What? It's 2 points.
There's two different shear. Basically, he's saying it's two different. You've got the same shear, you've got the same space, two ways of measuring it.
Right. In other words, Mem sa equals this.
It's like two rulers. Rulers. You've got two rulers.
Exactly. Right? I had in my house once a centimeter ruler.
That's what you told me. That's what you told me last time we rented
exactly.
It. Remember?
This must be like Chinese centimeters, something they told me.
Ah.
Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, fine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, great. Okay.
We'll stop over here. We'll stop. It's a five. There's probably more to add. Ah, that's a Pesachet Tshuva who points out that according to the Ramah later on in Sifnun, so the Ramah is machmer, the any zechil even above 40 stuff. Even if you contain your 40 stuff, if you have zechil above that, it's also a problem. So Mamela, he points out that therefore what the Machaber is talking about here, that you're going to lose 40 stuff if the vat containing the water is not big enough. If you're being machmer for the Ramah, even if you could contain more than 40, but if the person goes in and it's all the way to the top, it's going to spill over, it's have zechil issues. So that's the male stucco over here in the Pesachet Tshuva.
Right.